This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the United States continues sending military aid to Israel, protests have popped up across a number of U.S. colleges and universities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Demonstrators call for solidarity with Palestinians and an end to U.S. support for Israel. Police arrested hundreds while universities suspended or expelled students. News of those protests traveled to Gaza, where displaced people living in tent cities spray-painted messages of thanks for support they received from half a world away. A recent foreign spending package out of Washington would see more than $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. An Egyptian delegation recently met with Israeli leaders to help broker a peace deal. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Israel and Jordan on a trip through Wednesday, the State Department announced, after the U.S. and Israeli leaders discussed hostage release talks. Blinken will travel to both countries, a State Department official confirmed on Sunday in Ireland on his way to a previously announced stop in Saudi Arabia. The trip was announced after President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by telephone about ongoing talks to halt Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip in return for the release of hostages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday issued a fresh plea to the international community to hurry up and deliver more air defenses, start formal talks for his country to enter the European Union, and invite Ukraine to join NATO. Ukrainian forces face a worsening position in the east and await delivery of U.S. weapons following the April 23rd approval by Congress. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin likely didn't order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in February. An official says the U.S. intelligence community has found no smoking gun. Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. The official says it's believed Putin was ultimately responsible for the death of Navalny, who endured brutal conditions during his confinement. The United States is seeing an uptick in the number of newly hired police officers after years of decreases. More from the AP's Julie Walker.
Police departments across the country reporting an increase in their ranks for the first time since the pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, which led to a historic exodus of officers. That's according to the 214 law enforcement agencies responding to a survey by the Police Executive Research Forum. More sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any one of the previous 4 years, and fewer officers overall resigned or retired. However, the survey shows small and medium departments had more sworn officers than they did in January 2020, while large departments are still more than 5% below their staffing levels from that time. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis is visiting Venice, Italy, to speak to the artist and inmates behind a must-see prison show. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
Pope Francis began his visit to Venice with a meeting with women prisoners at the Giudecca Women's Prison. The prisoners and their guards gathered in the prison courtyard, where the Pope, pushed in a wheelchair, arrived to a wave of applause. In a brief speech to them, he acknowledged the difficulties of prison life with violence and overcrowding. He concluded by saying, "No one can take away the dignity of a person." Francis travelled to the Lagoon City to visit the Holy See's Pavilion at the Biennale Contemporary Art Show and meet with the people who created it. The Vatican chose to stage its pavilion inside Venice's women's prison, and through a deal with the Italian Justice Ministry, invited inmates to work alongside the artists. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people rallied Sunday in Georgia's capital, demanding the government revoke a controversial foreign influence bill, which the EU has warned would undermine Tbilisi's European aspirations. The Black Sea Caucasus nation has been gripped by mass anti-government protests since mid-April, when the ruling party reintroduced plans to pass a law that critics say resembles Russian legislation used to silence dissent. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.